Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. Toll-free, coast-to-coast, and I'll remind you folks, as I've done in the past, that I'm on the road, and sometimes when you're on the road, you get a little bit of inconsistent connections, and so if I go away for 4 or 5 seconds, just hang on, we'll be right back. It's just a matter of, as I said earlier, this is live radio, and you get what I get. Lynn Morelli is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lynn is the author of In Search of Ethics, Conversations with Men and Women of Character. Lynn has had an outstanding career, beginning with his college education at West Point, the U.S. Army Military Academy. He had a distinguished military career after that, and he holds an MBA and a doctorate in finance. He's now a very successful businessman. He's been observing the ethical behavior of human beings now for a long time, and his book talks about that, about his thoughts on that. And one of the things he says, as I mentioned earlier, is that if we have the 20th century ethics in the 21st century, he's afraid we might not make it. We're going to get him to talk to us about that a little bit more. Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a delight to be here. It always is.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time very much, and hope you had a great holiday.
Had a great holiday. No complaints whatsoever.
Good deal. Lynn, you've been, as I said, you've been an observer of ethics. I know you were very much involved in the ethical behavior, the ethical standards of West Point, and during your days there a few decades ago, and so you've been observing the ethical behavior of people, or the relative ethical behavior of people, depending on how they were behaving, for a long time. And I'd like to get your historical perspective on where we've been and where you think we're going.
Well, you know, my biggest concern is wherever I go, and I go a lot of places, Jim. I do a lot of lecturing in a lot of places. And wherever I go, I try to find out what people's values are all about. I try to surface their values. And the good news is that everybody seems to embrace the same values. Everyone seems to believe in truth and responsibility and respect and compassion and justice and freedom, the values that made this nation great.
Uh-huh.
However, I find a major disconnect between what they say and what they do.
So we all want those things. But we want them from somebody else.
We're less inclined to walk the walk, you know, and we're facing a cultural tide that kind of pushes us in the wrong direction. There's much more of a push toward money and power and prestige and pleasure, and sometimes we, you know, being human beings and having some weaknesses, we're inclined to yield to those temptations. And so it's a tough road to hoe.
Lynn, I remember many years ago when I was a business consultant, I was talking to a client, a small business client of mine, who was working with a pretty good-sized company, pretty large national company, and he was complaining because they were mistreating him. They were misbehaving. They weren't treating him properly and ethically. And he was really upset. His feelings were hurt, actually. And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, they told me they wanted us to be partners." And I said, "Well, I think what they meant was they wanted you to be their partner, but they didn't want to be your partner."
There's some truth to that.
And after I said that to him, that made a lot of sense, I think. And after that, he quit being so naive about things. But isn't it a shame that we can't have a little bit of naivete in the marketplace? You know what I mean? Where we sort of believe what people say.
Well, I still believe, Jim, that good ethics is good business. I still think customers want to be treated fairly. I think they want a fair measure of performance or quality for what they pay for. And I think employees really want to do a good job. And in many cases, employers and businesses want to do a good job, but somewhere along the way, they try to shortcut things, and shortcutting things is what gets us in trouble.
What about, you've traveled in Europe quite a bit, I know, in your career.
I lived there for a few years, yes.
Have you noticed much difference? Have you noticed much difference between their ethical evolution and ours here in the United States?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. I haven't given that serious thought, but I do know that when I lived in Europe, people were inclined to give you their word, and when they gave you their word, they seemed to live by it.
Well, you know, Lynn, the reason I bring that up, and my audience knows that, especially with regard to the way the Germans and the French have treated us in the last year, I'm no big fan of either one of those countries. But
I do.
It does seem to me, Lynn, that that those countries, the way they approach the marketplace, is with a much longer view than our view is. Our view is much more, you know. Changing, we're ready to change things at the drop of a hat, which is what makes this country great. But at the same time, I think maybe the pace that we apply to our business practices is not conducive to perpetuating ethics. And I wonder if that's contributing to our ethical lapses. What do you think?
I think there's some truth to that, because we're on a quarterly performance perspective. You know, it's do better every quarter.
At the most.
Show greater earnings every quarter, and people get compensated for what they do on the short term performance, and I think that's a very good point. Basically, however, I think people are either honest or they're not, and I can't say that they're any more or any less honest on an individual basis than we are here. All I know is that we have you know, capitalism is a two edged sword. In one hand, it motivates us, it inspires us to do bigger and better things. On the other hand, sometimes it drives us toward greed and power and prestige
What it seems to me that it does, Lynn, is it seems to me that it also makes us believe that there has to be a winner and a loser.
Now you're making a good point. Now you're making a good point, because I remember distinctly as a young person when I lived in Europe, I was an athlete in college and participated in athletic events when I lived in Europe, and the difference between the two attitudes was, you know, Americans are quick to congratulate you after a victory, and the Europeans were quick to say, "I had a good time." You know, I enjoyed the sport, I enjoyed the day. They were quick to, you know, after a game, instead of shaking hands and saying congratulations, they'd say, "Enjoyed it. I enjoyed the performance." And that's a distinction that has more meaning than I thought at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Lynn, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Always have a great time when Lynn Morella joins us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of In Search of Ethics, Conversations with Men and Women of Character, and I certainly recommend this book to you. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. In Search of Ethics, ladies and gentlemen, is a book by Lynn Morella, Conversations with Men and Women of Character, that I certainly hope you'll check out. I hope you'll take advantage of this book. And, Lynn, will you tell us where it's available, please?
Well, you know, you can get it online at www.focusonethics.com. Focusonethics.com online. You can get it from, I'll give you a toll-free number here.
Okay.
From the publisher Diogenes Consortium at 866-602-1476, or go to your local bookstore. If they don't have it in stock, they'll order it for you.
And if you're going to Amazon and you're typing in Lynn's name, it's Morella with two R's and two L's and an E in the middle. So check that out when you get a chance. And give us the website one more time, Lynn.
Website is focusonethics.com.
Focusonethics.
Focusonethics.com.
Okay, Lynn, small business owners, there are a lot of people out there right now who are just starting their small business for the first time. They've been operating. This is the first time they've operated on their own account. They've always, you know, been, you know, let's say they've been honest. They've tried to do the right thing. But you and I both know that ethics is not black and white. Ethics is gray. If anything, when things are black and white, those are easy decisions. those are the thou shalt nots. I mean, you know, we have no problem with the black and white stuff. And even if we don't comply with black and white, if we don't tell the truth, if we don't do this or that, that are the black and white issues, we know immediately we've done something wrong. There's no question about it, even if we get away with it. But ethics is the gray area in the middle where we can sort of, maybe we can figure out a way to justify what we've done. That's really the hard part, isn't it?
Well, you're right on. You know, the easy decisions are right versus wrong decisions. You may not want to do the right thing because sometimes it's harder, but you know what's right. The difficult decisions are the right versus right decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of those involve issues such as truth versus loyalty. You know, as kids, we were always taught never tell a lie. You know? We're also taught never to tattle on our friends. So think about the situation where you witnessed a serious incident of a friend, a wrongdoing by a friend. Somebody comes to you and says, "Jim, did you see that? You know, did your friend do that?" You have two loyalties here: a loyalty to the truth and loyalty to your friend.
Right.
You got to figure out in your own mind what's the higher right. Those are the tough decisions: the right versus right decision, the truth versus loyalty dilemmas, the justice versus mercy dilemmas, the long term versus the short term dilemmas.
One of the things, Lynn, and I may have mentioned this before during a visit, that I really think that I try to come back to as much as I can for myself, and that is something I was taught a long time ago, and it's called dealing in good faith. And it's when you do the right thing, even when you don't have to, even when it's not required of you, even when the contract says otherwise, but you know that it's the right thing to do, even if you're not contractually obligated or legally obligated to do the right thing, you do it anyway. And people like doing business with people when they know that if something falls through the cracks in a negotiation and doesn't get it in the contract that we all agreed we were going to do, that when it's brought to my attention, I'm going to say, well, wait a minute, I don't care what the contract said, that's what we agreed to do. That's the
You addressed a crucial issue, Jim. You know, when you have a requirement, a contract, or some type of legal requirement, that's compliance. You're complying with the law. You're complying with the contract.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't take a lot of ethics for that.
Ethics is obedience to the unenforceable. Nobody can force you to be ethical.
Say that again, Lynn.
For example, if you were going to a supermarket and there was a little old woman getting ready to take the last cart, a shopping cart, and you come by and knock her down and take the cart, that's not against the law. You're not breaking the law, but it certainly is unethical. And that's, you know, so ethics is
obedience. Say what you said. Say it again.
Ethics is obedience to the unenforceable.
I like
compliance
that.
Is obedience to the enforceable. One hand, you're obeying the law or regulations. The other hand, you're obeying the spirit of what is right. Obedience to the
I hate to beat up on him. I haven't done this in a long time, but I can't help but come back to one of the most infamous examples of that, and that was Al Gore saying, you know, that there was no controlling legal interest in something he did, you know, while he was campaigning. Why didn't he just say, you know what, I made a mistake? Why didn't he just step up to that and say, you know what, I was wrong?
Perfect example. Why didn't he just do what was right?
And that's what we all... Go ahead, I'm sorry, man.
He had no leg to stand on, so he stood on the legal test.
Yeah.
That's obedience to the enforceable, but ethics is obedience to the unenforceable. Just do what's right.
We got about 30 seconds, Lynn, before we have to go. Last thoughts for our small business audience.
Last thought. Let me just tell you what somebody told us a long, long time ago. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing.
Yeah.
So you know when it's time to do something right. So it's time to step forward, bite the bullet, and do the right thing.
Yeah, Edmund Burke, I believe, said that.
That's right.
Yeah. Lynn Morella, thank you so much for being here. Give us your website one more time.
FocusOnEthics.com.
FocusOnEthics.com. Lynn Morella, the author of In Search of Ethics, Conversations with Men and Women of Character. Lynn, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Have a great holiday
season. We'll see you next time. You too. Lynn Morella, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break. I will be right back with the lovely and talented Andrea Nuremberg right after these messages. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'm just beginning to see
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.